Okay, we heard a lot of challenges today, and I reckon being the 36th speaker is right up there. Okay, AFAC. I just want to talk a little bit about the organisation I'm here representing today, because I believe that our organisation is part of the solutions that we're talking about. AFAC is an independent peak body, and it represents New Zealand and Australian land management, urban and rural fire agencies, and emergency service agencies, in particular the SES. One of AFAC's strengths is that it has overlapping membership with groups like the Forest Fire Managers Group and also with EMA, and I listened to Mr. Ruddick with great interest. AFAC exists to provide the vehicle for its members to do those things that are better done collectively than agencies do individually, and tackling big fires, I think, is one of those. AFAC's worked pretty successfully with Commonwealth and the States over a number of years in the development of NAFSE that Mr. Ruddick just mentioned, and also, of course, in the establishment of the Bushfire CRC. AFAC lobbies, it exchanges information, it beats on people's doors, it contributes to standards and policy, and most importantly, develops national positions. And I guess a really good example of that was one John Hanmer spoke about earlier on the stand, defend or leave early position, which we now have in Australia, which sharply differentiates us from other countries with big bushfire risks. Speaking of risks, I think it's been well acknowledged today that there are many risks in this business, and the use of the terms, particularly around prescribed burning, but the terms around underachievement and that wonderful term overachievement, I think do highlight the risks, and we're very conscious of the, I guess, lack of tolerance of either of the under or overachievement. In relation to risks, I suppose I just want to mention and go back to something that's been mentioned a few times, but that's the issue of inquiries and coronials. I would say that we certainly see inquiries as absolutely critical to our business. We learn from them, and take from that what we can. What we don't enjoy is the increasing, torture process that these inquiries are turning into. And by way of example, the 1939 fires, which were followed by the Stretton Inquiry, took 4 months, and I believe that the report was 40 pages. The last inquiry that we have all, witnessed, and many people here have just been through, took 4 years. Now, you have to ask, what is going on? The initial question for this day was, you know, are large fires inevitable? Well, if we don't have people who are going to be up there to make the decisions, to put themselves in the firing line, and then to be shot down with bucket loads of hindsight, to say nothing of legal teams, yeah, we are going to have big fires, and they're going to get bigger because there's going to be nobody there at the end of it. So I think that's a very serious problem. In terms of actions, evidence, that came up many, many times today. The Bushfire CRC has been fantastic for our industry. We need a successor. Whether that is another CRC, whether it's a fire institute, we need ongoing research, and we need we must have our positions, we must have our evidence that is in order to be convincing. That evidence, I think, has to underpin the positions I was talking about, but also I was very pleased that a lot of discussions come up about community. I don't think we've put anywhere near the same amount of effort into understanding communities, understanding how we get messages through, I think what we spend on that part of our business is pitiful compared to suppression and even compared to mitigation. People, time after time today, got up and said, you know, this is crucial. There's so much you can do with mitigation. There's so much with suppression. And having the community there is a very large part of the whole solution. And yet, by and large, we pay it lip service. It's scraped into the CRC. And while I think that people have acknowledged that what is happening in Program C is extremely valuable, it is still very much the poor cousin when it comes to evidence and to research. And I think we just have to move further in that area. We need political support and leadership, and we need a new process for these jolly inquiries. We need something that is efficient, that is effective, and that is fair. And I don't think we've got that at the moment. And if Mr. Ruddock said he's the Attorney General, he is prepared to listen to these things. I think that this partly falls into his area, I guess. It's also very much a state program, but a state responsibility. I understand that with the coronials. But I think that's a good place to start, and we really need it. The other thing that came up was national policy. We don't appear to have any particular process or forum to work on that. I would suggest that AFAC as an organisation is well placed to lead, or at least be a very major player in this, because of who we represent. This, obviously, AFAC does not represent everybody involved. It has a fair slice of the industry. But certainly not everybody. I'm not saying that AFAC makes policy. I'm talking about leading policy, and I think that we've got a really good role to play there. Thank you.